Cecil promised that I will never do anything but our Gurudev has told. And so, you have, it means that you have never understood his mood. He has never told that you should be strict and chanting only. He has told for Krishna. So try to go also advance like this, step by step, step by step. If you are not doing so, it is Niyamagra. And also, one thing also, Niyama Agraha. At क्या होता है ना इसको व्याख्या मैंने की नियम आग्रह नौ नियम आग्रह मेट अप इन माइंड दैट आई विल सेव टू 32 राउंड्स ऑफ हरियाणा Doing pranam to all Vaishnavas related to Krishna, Srimati Radhika, our Guru Parampara, all the places where Krishna has done pastime. About 1008 I will do this. Then reading one chapter of Chaitanya, one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, I have made up in mind. But I am not completing. Sometimes I do, sometimes I make upavas, fasting. Fasting means not taking Harinam mala even. Or having mala with us, Hare Krishna, going from outside but in us, so many things. This Niyam Agraha. You should try to complete our whole devotional acts. Otherwise it will be Niyam Agraha. You understood what I told? Last Niyam Agraha?
If you have made a vow that you would complete certain rounds or certain things, that you should do that and should do that with devotion and not externally.
Sometimes you gallop, sometimes you do, sometimes worshipping, sometimes neglecting, sometimes hearing Harikatha, sometimes not hearing Katha. Then it is Niyama Agraha. So you should do something like that. Like a chain, you should do all these things. Niyama Agraha. Janasangasya. Not go in bad Sangha. Association. Kabhi bhi bure Sangha mein mat jao. जो भगवान का भजन नहीं करते हैं उनका हाथ काम भी मत पानी मत पियो कोई रसोई मत खाओ कोई भी चीज मत लो उनके साथ में रहने से बुद्धि को भ्रष्ट कर देंगे इसलिए उनके साथ में कॉन्फिडेंशियल रखो अपनी भक्ति को कभी भी उनके साथ में अधिक बातचीत मत करो वेदर ही मे बी वो पुत्र हो पति हो भाई हो कोई यू कैन डू विद देम वी कैन मीट एंड कंट्रोल वर्ल्डली थिंग्स Cheating them, not confidential, all these things. No. So, is tarah se rehna chahiye. Always try to have a sadhu sangha. What is the meaning of sadhu sangha? Who is in our line? Who is in our guru line? No. Especially in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then try to do, to follow his association, hearing his katha. Not go to Janasam. Janasam means worldly people. Having no devotion. जो जिसमें भक्ति नहीं है उनका संग मत करो कभी भूल करके भी नहीं तो तुम्हारी भक्ति खत्म हो जाएगी If our, he is my god brother, yes. And if he is chattering here and there, yes, of course. जो भक्तिंग देन वेटिंग एंड ही सो मच एडवांस लौल्यंश low, some greed. And if worldly greed is there, to test all these things, don't go. So we should try to follow. And our time is also over. And I should not speak more because no, my doctor has also told me. I will have to have so much suffering if I will not obey at all. So you should be satisfied.
Yes, sir. But how can we do that? The Shastra is saying you should just come more.
Yes, but
Gurudev called us as a skeptic one.
Not in a day.
In 5 days. The parikram.
You should give prasadam to them. Unko prasad de.
Unko baat.
Thank you, Krishna.
Jnananjananalataya chakshurunmilitam yena
namo mahabalanaya
krishna prema pradaya
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
अपराधलक्ष्यतरङ्गमग्रे कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् I go down. There's a lot of this of my spiritual master, Mr. Lila, Prabhu, Vishnu, Vashi, Sundar, Sundar. So, a lot of this of my sister, and also my sannyas, Guru Khata. So, Mr. Lila, Prabhu, Vishnu, Vashi, Sundar, and also to Jagat Guru, Mr. Lila Prabhu Vishnu, I become so happy to come to Holland, meeting with so many devotees. And I became inspired in your good
association.
I thought at first that when I will go to Holland, England and all other countries, I don't know anything, every city of English. What can I do? How to tell, stay with them and how to tell Harikatha? What wonderfully. Being in you, everything was inspired by your association. My
Navdeep Prabhu.
Navdeep Prabhu. Help me so much. He's my tutor.
My
always helping me so well. Writing from translating my good books. And in future will also help me. I want that my books which will come out, published. So they so authentic, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada and all others. But my English is so poor, so lame, I cannot do myself. I will have to write on any shoulder. I am lame, but he is not blind, but he will take me on his shoulder. So I am so happy. I am saying that my mission to come here has been so successful. The senior devotees of Swamiji, when I see them, I become so glad to see. Because Swamiji has ordered me in his last day that you should try to develop my disciples, encouraging them, inspiring them in Krishna Bhakti. Now I am going. He told a word that I don't want to utter, but you are devotees, you will not take ill. So I am telling. He told that I am. Collected so many monkeys. They can fight together each other. Perhaps they will sometimes misguided to go on preaching my mission. I beg your help, that you can help them to go in right path so that this is not being said. But luckily, it is going so, only some very few. I wanted to visit here also. I heard that there is a center of devotees. I wanted to go. But unluckily, the door was closed for me. Why couldn't I? It is very painful. Mayabadi can come, Karmi can come, and they invite me, and they can have so much respect, honor for me, but devotees can see me. How painful. I want that these all things should go away, and they should learn to honor devotees. Though I am not pure devotee, but I am a dog of Swamiji, so I should be treated like an honor, because I have served him so much. I think that anyone has not served like me, but I have served in beginning to Swamiji. Perhaps you don't know. But he likes so much from beginning, where he has then not taken sannyas renounce order. From then and to last day, I have served him. But they say that any devotee should cannot see. This is not harm for me, but actually it is harm for me. I pray Prabhupada and pray Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they should be forgiven for this, and they should honor each Vaishnava. Disciple of anyone, he is taking shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, divine couples, we should honor. If he is not initiated, even we should try to honor. So you should not follow them in this life. You should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are taking chanting Hari name, even if they are not initiated. First or second, you should try. Anyone who has such Swamiji, we can get our head for him. Always try to serve. If any dog tells that I am related to Swami, I want to serve, I will take an embrace and I will try to honor it. It comes Srinadapi, if he want to progress in his divine life and try to have a real bhakti, one of high priests, then you will have to love to give respect to all Vaishnavas. I don't know what fault I have done in the lotus feet of Swamiji or anything. I don't. Still, I am not. Anyhow, I am so much glad to meet you all. I wanted to give my so many things to you, but time was so short. By goodness, I wanted to explain Sanatana Shiksha, Rupa Shiksha, and the Shiksha of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, that I know. Perhaps you don't know. I wanted to give you all this. I wanted to explain you the dialect between Raramananda and Sri Chaitanya. So high class. Without knowing all these things, he cannot be a bona fide Vaishnava. So if he wants to be bona fide Vaishnava and to serve so much to Prabhupada, and to serve the Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur Rupa Goswami, and especially to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandana and Nityananda Prabhu, and more especially to divine couple, will have to know all these things. Those who tell that you are not qualified to hear, then for whom all they have written all this. They are deciding if they are devotees as they like. If you will hear, then agreed will come to serve like that. And if you are not hearing all these things, how agreed will come and how we can learn? We go to school to learn anything. And if you will tell that I am not qualified for this, to write A, B, C, D, I am not qualified. How he can learn? So we should try to follow the footprints of Swamiji, what he has told. He has never told anywhere that you should dishonor any Vaishnava. Has he written anywhere? Never. He was bona fide guru and Vaishnava. So we should try to follow him exactly what he has. We'll have to go. He has told so many things that from outwardly it appears something wrong. Don't go to him. And for that is why he begged for me. I have done it from only viewpoint of preaching. I told that you have done nothing wrong. You have done what to do. Except you are pure Vaishnava. You are very bosom friend to my Gurudev. Though he has given renounce order to him, but you are friend of my Gurudev. And I still get a place in my heart like Sri Chaitanya. Not only that, moreover, as a very bosom friend, so you should try to follow him deeply, not outward. I wanted that the devotees who has left this world by their bad behavior, they should return again and they should be inspired. You should carry on by this message to bring them and to help them
or Krishna consciousness.
Each other you should give honor and respect and try to have affection between all who are chanting Hare Krishna. These are my instructions that I want to give this message to you. Try to know the dialect between Rayarama. I have lot of things I want to give you, but not time, very short time. I wanted to tell one slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. I cannot finish my dialogue if I am telling of Rayarama. So I am telling one slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhajate Bhajante Eko. That is slok. Belongs to 10th chapter of 10th Skanda of Srimad Bhajante Eko. Abhajato Api Jantan. Or like this. The meaning is this, that when Krishna danced with Gopis, and Krishna gave them so respect, he told to them, oh, you are so much tired. Fish are coming. And he took his
number
and his own hand. He washed. You are tired? May I massage your feet? Your ankles had gone there at the time of dance. And he took and he with his own head he tightened them. He danced with each gopi, not only with Srimati Radhika, he danced with each gopi who joined. So they thought that you are Suhagini. What is the meaning of Suhagini? Suhagini? Suhagini means there is a very special word, Suhagini. When husband is controlled and he is obeying his wife, then that lady, very lady, is called Suhagini. Now Krishna is controlled by all. Krishna is giving respect to them. So all are Suhagini. So much, having so much fortune. They are so much fortune. And thus they began to think that I am most dear, most beloved to Krishna, none are like me. And so they became mad in this ego that Krishna loves me so much, so much. He does not like anyone like me. No? So became so Suhagini, Rakshasa. That Krishna is dancing with me also and also to them, where he gets his eyes, that, oh, he is dancing with her, he dances with her, he dances. And when she is that Krishna, dancing with him. So, he had a man. He could not be Suhagini. That Krishna has promised that none are equal to you. I perfectly and solely I want you. But he was doing against that. He was dancing with all with Srimati Radhika. So he stopped to dance. And he became Manvati. And all others having a madness that Krishna loves me more than him. So they became mad. And Srimati Radhika Manvati. That I don't want this. I don't to share to anyone. But it is fact that she wants. But here a man came like this. Krishna saw that dance with not this. Srimati Radhika if not dances in this and take part in this, that no use of arasa. She should say that what should I do? In the meantime, Radha, Srimati Radhika disappeared. She saw that, oh, where is Radha, where is Radhika? He saw that Radha is not there. So he took his flute and began to tell Radhe, Radhe, and falsely. But this fact anyone could not know. They thought that Krishna is not. They did not notice that Radhika has first gone and Krishna is sucking and he has out of sight. They began to seek Krishna. Where Krishna? Where Krishna? Began to be. They become mad totally. And they were asking from trees, have you seen my beloved? They cannot reply. Then they went to Tulasi. Oh, you are Krishna Priya, beloved to Krishna. So you know, because you are so happy, your manjaris are waving here and there, and you are so happy. Tell me where my beloved has gone. She did not reply. Then they thought that she is overjoyed and has become like mad, so he is not replying. They went to the other creepers. There are so many flowers there in creepers. Oh, they are laughing because they have met Krishna and Krishna has taken some flowers. So I asked, oh Juhi, oh Malati, oh
Juhike,
Mallike, you are so much happy. You have certainly met with Krishna. So let them us know that where Krishna has gone. In this past she has missed, certainly he has gone. She also did not Krishna. Then, so that they are not favorable, she went to very big trees like Kadamba, Mango, and Molossi, Molossi means
Bakul, Molossi,
Bakul, and so big trees. They are full of by throats and so many beautiful
flowers.
Oh yes, he knows because he is so tall and seeing from here that Krishna is there. Then they ask from they become more and more. Then they began to follow, think that I am Krishna, 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 and he thought that she is Putana, another sati. And he did like Krishna taking breath of that gopi and thinking that I am killing Putana. That sati was not a real sati, but it was done by Yogamaya. So doing and following this is called the leela of very high kind of Mahabhava. It comes very rare. So at last they saw that the footprints of Krishna and they became lost that he should fall. But going after some time they saw the footprints of a very gentle and very good lady, very beautiful lady. That whose footprints are there?
Anayaradito
Nunam Haririshvara Jannu Vihaya Govinda Pritam Jan Anayadaraha. Oh, certainly he has done the worship of Narayan Prabhu and by his grace he is so near and dear alone to Krishna that Krishna is following that lady. But the Lalita Vishakha, his party, knew, oh, it is the print of Srimati Radha. They become so glad. And the followers of
Chandravali
become so disturbed, depressed. who is this lady? They cannot determine who is this. And their mud of Saubhagya was at once.
Their madness came down.
That madness came down. That the very lady who is going with Krishna is surely supreme to all gopis. Then what can I do? That we are not so fortunate as this lady is. Who is this lady? And the Lalita Vishakha was so much. After that, I saw some flowers there. And they saw that no footprint of that lady, but Krishna's footprints were so much deep than they. They understood. Krishna has taken that lady is tired, and Krishna has taken that lady and after that they saw that he has fallen so many flowers. Oh, Krishna has decorated here. This is Singar Bhat. And after that, they could not see anybody. They saw that Srimati Radhika was lying flat and rolling and crying bitterly. And he was in pain. All came and they consoled her. And they took with them and went to this Yamuna, Kukukul, and again to do Gopi Geet. Jayati te dhikam Yamuna Praja Swarayate Indira Swaswadatrehi Daita Deshatan Deshustapaka Swaitita Sava Swam Vikin. Crying and begging. Tears were coming. After that hearing, Krishna could not check himself and he came. Then some gopi was angry. Some taken his feet on her lap. Some taken his hands on their shoulders. Come on, son. Who are angry and shooting Krishna by their crooked eyes? Srimati Radhika. And who took the feet of Krishna in her lap? Chandravati. They are Bhamist means
leftist.
And those who were taking feet, they were rightist. Krishna once left it. After that, gopi were assembled. They give their this. Colored in their kumkum. And they, Krishna sat on that. Oh, I've done wrong. He's smiling, but he was also ashamed. Gopi told a question to him. Can you reply that if anyone had a very prem to anyone,
he loved,
and he repays that love, understand me, each other love, he wants that she should or he should also do prem to me, also repay prem. This is one kind. Second kind, whether you have prem or not, they will have prem, affection to them. Second class, whether you have prem, honor or nothing, anything, but he will have affection for that very lady or devotee or him. Thirdly, a person's life Sanakshanandan Sanatan. If you love affection for him, but he has not affection, if he don't have any affection, he will not love. In any each either, whether you love or not, he will have no response. The third class, three classes of persons in this world. We request to tell you that you should tell that in these three classes,
which category?
In which category you are? Gopi wanted to defeat Krishna by his own words. Krishna began to smile. He told very gently, smiling, that I am not any one of these ranks. I am out of all. Those who love anyone and wants that he should repay, he should love me, it is like a business. Give $1 to anyone and take anything and no relation at all. This is like a baniyagiri business. Appropriate word?
Businessman.
He has no sauhardra. Sauhard means no
friendly term. No friendly
term. Only swarth is there. Swarth, you know?
Self-interest
is there. So, I am not of that class. Because it is not religion or sauhardra, nothing. We should not be in this class. Whether Krishna can give up us, but I can. Ramchandra ji can forget Sita. He can tell the tale. Go away from here. Never come in this life here. But Sita cannot give up Ram. So servants or disciples should be in these things. And the devotees should be like this. He should not think that he will repay. If he wants repay, then you should know, understand that he is not bona fide. So Krishna is telling that, I am not in this class. Then he told that those who don't want to be repaid, even if anyone is not serving him, not having any honor or anything for him, yet they have so much affection for him. Who are they? Like father, mother and Gurudev. If a daughter and son does not pay honor and does not serve them, does not have any kind of affection, but yet he has affection. Guru is like so. And father and mother, really who is father? So, it is good thing and it is so hard. And dharma is, religion is also there. Religion? There. And also, real affection is there. But I am not in this class also. But he indicated that you are in this class. So, you are religious minded and so much having honor for me and loving affection to me. So, you are in this. But I am not in this class. Then he told, third, whether anyone loves or not loves, he does not love to anyone. Who are they? आत्माराम आत्मकाम
गुरुद्रोही
एंड अकृतज्ञ यू शुड नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स आई एम टेलिंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स टू नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स करेक्टली एंड टू बिहेव लाइक दिस एंड व्हाट आर द सिम्टम्स ऑफ very high devotees like Mahabhagavata. We cannot even imagine that in what stage they are. But if by the association of any Rasik and Satsvajya Vaishnava we will have, then we can develop all these things and we can know by symptoms that how in what class of Vaishnava he is. If he will want us, or give me bread and butter, Krishna, butter. My son is dying, you should save him. Otherwise I will fell you thrown in this sea. And some of devotees do like this. They are worshipping from about 10 to 20 years and they say that, oh Krishna, save my child, he is dying. And if he is not saved, then his soul, Radha and Krishna and Laddu Gopal. Also with them they throw their affection and their chanting and remembering and they become like atheists. Even they throw taste and everything. We should not realize. So Krishna is done. Atma Ram. Even you serve him. Even you have so much affection for Sukadev Goswami. To Sanat Sanandan Kumar, he will not repay. He will do like this. Thanking Krishna, Krishna. He will not repay. He has no affection for anyone. Only for Atmakam. All desires have been fulfilled. No desire at all. He will not try to repay. I want something from you, so I will not be Atmakam. Myself. I want something else. Something else. Something else. No, I am not Atmakam. Sanat Sanandan Kumar are Atmakam. All desires fulfilled. And then, okay, Gurudrohi. Those who are Gurudrohi. Gurudrohi, you know?
Not respectful to the
Guru. Not respecting their Gurudev. And they disobeying their Gurudev. And they have left their Gurudev. No service to Gurudev. Not totally outwardly for self-interest, they are following their Gurudev. But not deeply and internally. They are called Guru. I am not Guru Guru. And Akritagya. Akritagya means?
Ungrateful.
Not Guru Drohi, but ungrateful. If anyone does not honor their father and mother and Gurudev, but don't do anything against him, then he is Akritagya. Krishna don't, I am not among them in their cause. Why? If I was Aptakam, then why while weeping for butter and bread for Mother Yashoda? How I was weeping to take the milk from her breast? How I call you on my Bansi, Radhe, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, and I assembled you. So I am not a, I want something from you and you can quench my thirst, so I have called you. So I am not Aptakam. Aptakam? I am not Aptakam. My so many desires to test you all, your all kinds of bhakti or praying. Without them I cannot live. A moment. I cannot forget you. So I am not Arsaka. No? I want to dance with you. I want to sing with you. I want to be favored with by you. I want to have so much honor for you. So much I want to serve you. That is why I messaged you and I washed your face. So how can I be Arsaka? Sometimes I have so much anger and breaking vessels, doing chori, chori mane?
Stealing.
Stealing. I stole in every, there are not a single house where I have not stolen. So how can I be Aptakam or Atmaram? And Guru Drohi and Akrasagya I am not. Why? Because first principle, that Guru Drohi. Who is Guru Drohi? Who is killing, disobeying, giving pain to their father and then do this. I am not doing that. You will realize this thing when I will tell. So let me tell that Akrasagya. I am not Akrasagya. Because now I have come to your side and I am sitting with you and joking and dancing with you now. So I am not Krishna. I have appeared. Why I was away from you and oversight? To make your
increase your
strength. That is, and I am seeing from behind that you have become mad for me. I wanted to